We talked about the city of Chicago suing delivery apps, DoorDash and Grubhub, and we spoke with Karen Conti, attorney Karen Conti, because the city is making all kinds of really serious allegations here about deceptive practices those delivery apps have been using throughout the pandemic and continue to use. And they cited specific examples, and Karen went through them from a legal perspective, what the lawsuit might mean and what she made of it. And DoorDash reached out to us and said, hey, there's some other stuff we want your listeners to know. So Elizabeth Jarvis Sheen is joining us. She's the VP of Communications over at DoorDash. And Elizabeth, thanks for coming on today. Appreciate it.
Thank you so much for having me. As a two-time Chicago resident, this is, in fact, a real honor to get to be on WGN.
And WGN is it. We're it. This is an awesome place
exactly.
to be and a great place to listen to. And we've been listening to it for generations, many of us. So thanks for that. Hey, I just want to ask you, so just generally, what was there something specific that we said, or is there something kind of that's out there in the, you know, the universe that isn't being told correctly about DoorDash practices? Kind of respond to this. What is going on?
Sure. No. And again, so thrilled y'all made the time for us to come on. You know, I think just taking a quick step back, because, you know, hopefully you have a lot of listeners who are DoorDash users. But for those who aren't, just, you know, we are a platform that helps local businesses like local restaurants connect with consumers who are interested oftentimes in delivery, but sometimes in pickup and other kinds of services. But also then the other key stakeholder are those delivery drivers who are looking for earnings opportunities. And, you know, we know we have a real responsibility to the communities where we operate. And so, you know, I think we were surprised and disappointed by the lawsuit. But more importantly, we think it sort of gets out there, and happy to talk through anything you want to, but on that front, but, you know, especially during a time like COVID, you know, when I think about, like, the restaurants in the Loop that I used to go to on my way, you know, when I was working in the office, stopping by for lunch, or in River North of it, or we're really reliant on, like, that after work crowd. COVID-19 comes around, rightfully so. In restaurant dining gets shut down, and those folks need to find different ways to reach their customers. Customers need to find a way to get that food. And for the, you know, thousands of people who unfortunately have lost their jobs as a result of the pandemic, they were looking for earnings opportunities. And, you know, we thought it was we had a real responsibility to up our game as a platform and help the community of Chicago throughout the pandemic. And, you know, we're really committed to that. We cut commissions in half for local restaurants. We offered $500,000 in direct grants to those local restaurants in Chicago alone. We stood up a program called the Main Street Strong Accelerator, which provided an additional $500,000 to Chicago restaurants.
Hey, Elizabeth, I don't want to run out of time before we have a chance to sort of respond to some things that were already said. And I get it. I believe that you're absolutely right that delivery apps helped a lot of restaurants through this pandemic who weren't set up for delivery. And without a delivery app, they would have gone under faster, or they would have not have stayed afloat, or maybe it just would have suffered longer. I totally believe that. But this is a 200-page lawsuit that details a very long and specific list of violations of Chicago's municipal codes. And they talk about how you and other delivery apps would advertise low delivery fees or even free delivery. And then after you get all the way to the end of the checkout, when you're about to give your credit card, there's a service fee, there's a small order fee, there's an additional fee. Those kinds of fees would pop up. And they do cite you and Grubhub as doing that. And they also say it isn't you that cut the commissions, the third-party platform commission. It's the city. They cut them to 15% of net sales. But shortly after, they say DoorDash then added a Chicago fee of $1.50, and they felt that gave people the impression that Chicago was giving that fee, but you guys were tagging it on. That's the kind of stuff they're talking about. How do you respond to that?
Sure. So, you know, I think, you know, on something like the commissions, we took the proactive step to cut commissions in half. I believe I'd have to go back and absolutely check my timeline here, but we actually cut the commissions by 50% proactively before any action was taken by the city, because we thought it was the right thing to do. But, you know, it also, I totally talked about, right, all this needs to, DoorDash has to work for all parts of our marketplace, over all of our audiences. So those those delivery drivers, you know, they still need to get paid that same amount. And particularly during COVID, when those earnings opportunities were so vital for folks, we needed to make sure that those folks were getting the dollars that they needed. And so the Chicago fee was very clearly marked in the app. It wasn't, you know, what was going to the city. There was information about what it was, but it was to help make sure those delivery drivers got paid what they needed. Those delivery drivers still had occupational accident insurance provided to them. And a lot
did all of that go to the delivery drivers? Can you verify that for us?
Just all of it? No, the fee covered. Sorry, I take a quick step back. The fee would include paying the delivery drivers, but it also covered all the costs that don't go away during the pandemic.
I think that this speaks to sort of the thing. It sort of gets a little murky. And when it's murky for a customer, when they're checking out, they don't know, is this a municipal fee? Is this a DoorDash? Is this going to the delivery drive? Just name it. Call it what it is, because I know DoorDash in the past got in trouble for making people feel as if the tip money was going to drivers and some of that was going to the actual company, DoorDash. And you've changed that practice since.
I do want to stop there, because that is actually a big misconception that sounds like there still may be out there. 100% of tips have always, will always, absolutely 100% of those tips will go to the drivers, full stop. Part of what we changed, you talked about sort of a little bit, what we changed was actually increasing the amount that DoorDash was paying drivers from DoorDash, but 100% of those tips always and forever will go to drivers.
Okay, there's a New York Times article I'm looking at right now that just says DoorDash announced that it will be dropping its tipping policy, which it effectively meant customers' tips were going to DoorDash rather than the person who delivered their meal. Does that ring a bell for you?
It does, and that continues to be not the case. Again, 100% of tips have always, will always go to drivers.
Okay. I wonder here, just moving forward, Elizabeth, and I appreciate you coming on to defend it, because we always want to hear from the other side. I just think these are so specific. And what they lead us to believe is trying to understand why a person who's checking out might not look at these fees as transparently as you do and might not go into the deep fine print and say, oh, okay, so the Chicago fee means this, or that delivery fee actually goes partially to these fees and that, and the company and the driver gets part of it. I just feel as if there's sort of at the very least, a transparency issue here that deserves to be called out. And maybe this lawsuit won't be successful, but there are things in here.
We're in full agreement on the transparency, which is why we included the information in the app. The Chicago fee was because it was a fee for Chicago customers, plain and simple. It's a fee to cover everything like marketing and support and background checks. But we believe in transparency. It's why we put the information right there in the app, in the checkout flow, and wanted to make sure that Chicago customers knew it.
All right. Well, we'll have to leave it there, Elizabeth. We don't have more time for today, but keep us posted on what happens. And as this lawsuit moves along, you're welcome to come back on and talk with us.
Happy to come back anytime you want to have us.
Thanks, Elizabeth. Enjoy the rest of your day. Appreciate your time. Elizabeth Jarvis-Sheen there. She's a VP of Communications at DoorDash.